I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome back to the Daily Practice, my friends. Happy Friday. Happy end of the week. It's almost the weekend, and I feel so excited to close out this beautiful week that we've had together with a real life ritual for us all to practice. So if you've been tuning in all week long, which most of you have, I just love that this is a daily little ritual in and of itself, tuning into this podcast every day. It's so beautiful that you're here with me all throughout the week. If you have been tuning in, you know that this week was dedicated to ritual, to turning routine into ritual and finding ways to make our lives feel more sacred. So I wanted to share with you a really simple little ritual that you can go out and do today or sometime this weekend when it works for you.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
We just had Imbolc pass. Imbolc is a really ancient, very old pagan holiday, 1st and 2nd of February. And it kind of marks, it's not the beginning of spring, it's that perfect halfway point between winter solstice and the spring equinox. And it marks the beginning of the end of winter. So of course, depending on where you are right now, you might feel like spring is further or away or closer. Here in Sweden, it's definitely swinging from close and then really far. But Imbolc traditionally marked the beginning of the end of winter. And whether or not you want to research that a little bit or you feel intrigued by it, or you just want to celebrate the beginning of the end of this long, dark winter, this time of year is a beautiful time to take your ritual practice outside. I love studying the old pagan holidays. I resonate sometimes a little bit more with them than I do our modern day holidays and traditions, just because the pagan holidays align so deeply with the rhythms of nature. And I love aligning and attuning my life more to the rhythms of nature. And I find it beautiful to look back in time and see how people celebrated long, long, long ago. So to have a little ritual to celebrate the beginning of the end of winter. I love saying that sentence. I want you to go outside and you can bring a little basket or a little bag or a little something for you to carry things in. And I want you to keep your eyes peeled open for things you find beautiful. So you're going to go foraging for beauty. And you can spend a couple minutes doing this. You can go for an hour long walk doing this. You choose, of course. But things like pine cones or beautiful stones that you find or evergreens that are around or maybe twigs, anything that you have around you that's, of course, responsible to forage, right? I want you to forage and then gather. Find a sacred spot. This could be a spot in the park where you are and a spot in the forest somewhere. It could be your backyard. I have a little corner here of our farm that I find so sacred and beautiful where I love to do these kinds of practices. but just intuitively pick out a space you want to settle in. And there, I want you to gather those materials and then build yourself a nature altar. Now, building a nature altar is not complicated at all. You're going to just intuitively arrange these materials that you've gathered in a way that you find beautiful. Sometimes I like to begin in a big circle. Sometimes I begin with a middle point and I work my way out from there. Sometimes I build it more in a cross or in a triangle. You can choose, right? So intuitively just gather your things, place them out in that sacred space. And if you have the ability to, bring a little candle. Make sure you bring it back home, right? Don't leave anything outside. But if you can, bring a little candle. Once your altar is ready, you place your candle there somewhere in the middle, kneel down, light the candle, anchor into your body, and then get really clear on your intention for February. The intention that you want to set and anchor into for this month ahead. It's the beginning of the second month of the year. It is the beginning of the end of winter. We are sort of seeing the days get a little bit longer. We have a little bit more light every day. Spring is getting closer and closer. What do you want for yourself this month? What do you want to invite into your life? What's the energy you want to really anchor into? Set that intention. Give some thanks to Mother Earth. Take a moment, place your hands to heart, place your hands to earth. Deep breath here, and then your ritual can come to a close. So it's really very, very simple, right? Gathering things you find outside, building a little altar, lighting a candle, setting an intention for the month, and taking a deep breath. You choose how much time you want to dedicate here. If you don't feel like being outside or if it's pouring rain and it feels challenging, gather your things and bring them indoors. Place them on your altar indoors and do the same little ritual there. Finding a moment of that sacred presence to connect and give thanks to Mother Earth is so important, especially at this time of year. But this is just a really small, simple example of a ritual that I love to return to often in my day-to-day life. So I hope you enjoy it. I hope you feel connected to the season, and I hope you feel connected to yourself. Have a really beautiful rest of this Friday. Enjoy spending time outside this weekend. The Daily Practice will be back on Monday.